Exclusive: White House to launch website exposing criminal illegal aliens who have received Medicaid. By Nick Gilbertson on November 3, 2025. The White House will launch a website on Monday night exposing criminal illegal aliens, including murderers, rapists, and burglars, who have received taxpayer-funded Medicaid benefits, Breitbart News has learned. The website features mugshots and photos of dozens of illegal aliens convicted of brutal crimes, undercutting Democrat claims that illegal aliens have not received health care benefits. The top of the page chronicles the Trump administration's efforts to crack down on illegal aliens convicted of crimes who have received Medicaid benefits, as well as Democrats' efforts to restore Medicaid benefits to illegal aliens and non-citizens. The Trump administration has intensified enforcement against criminal illegal aliens receiving taxpayer-funded Medicaid benefits, arresting hundreds of unauthorized individuals since taking office, including those with serious criminal records who exploited taxpayer-funded Medicaid illegally or through loopholes. This crackdown, driven by executive orders prioritizing public safety and fiscal responsibility, has led to the swift deportation of many individuals convicted of heinous acts, ensuring that previous resources meant for American citizens are no longer diverted to subsidize violent criminals. Compounding the crisis, Democrats have refused to pass a clean budget bill to end the shutdown unless Republicans concede to their demands for $1.5 trillion in new spending, including restorations to Medicaid expansions that would effectively extend coverage to over 1 million illegal aliens, funneling an additional $200 billion to such programs over the next decade at the expense of U.S. families. At least five of the two dozen individuals listed on a glimpse of the page reviewed by Breitbart News were arrested for either murder or manslaughter. Last Tuesday, for the 13th time, Democrats blocked a clean continuing resolution, CR, to fund the government at 2024 levels approved by then-President Joe Biden and carried over into the 2025 fiscal year. While 52 of the 53 Senate Republicans have supported the CR, the support of 60 senators is required to break cloture and unlock a floor vote on the resolution, which would then require a simple majority. Three senators from the Democrat caucus, Senators John Fetterman, DPA, Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV, and Angus King, IME, have also voted for the bill, meaning five other Democrats are needed to advance it to Trump's desk. Democrats have been clear about their intentions of forcing a shutdown, with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, declaring to Punch Bowl News on October 9, "Every day gets better for us, during the shutdown," indicating he is putting party over country. Similarly, House Minority Whip Catherine Clark, DMA, the number two ranking House Democrat, told Fox News on October 16 that while families are suffering during the shutdown, it is one of the few leveraged times we have. Editor's note: this piece was updated at 6:14 p.m. Eastern to include a link to the website, which is now live.